Are you ready to uplevel the power of your own mind? Because if you are, you will want to join us at the Amplify Your Mind Masterclass. It is a two-day program where transformation meets action. You will discover how your unconscious mind shapes your thoughts, your actions, and your success. And you'll learn the three principles and how thoughts and mind and consciousness are impacting your entire life. We take you through two different hypnotic inductions for an incredibly relaxing experience, one on each day. And past students have said they learned more in these 2 days than they did in a 6-month life coaching course. So if you want to uplevel your mind and do it with extreme efficiency, join us. No fluff, no guesswork, just real results. I will put the link in the show notes, and I'm gifting to my audience a massive promo code for our April class on April 15th and 16th. Using the code GIFT47, you will receive this class for literally that price, $47, for 2 days of personal growth, empowerment, and transformation. See you there. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and today we are diving into a powerful framework that has radically shifted the way I work with clients in the last couple of years, helping them move from struggle to success in weeks instead of years. And we're talking about the NLP communication model and why most traditional coaching approaches get it backwards. If you are a coach, a healer, or someone on your own health journey, stick around because what I am about to share could change the way you understand transformation. So let's start here. Most coaches, and this was me until I learned the NLP communication model, begin their work at the behavioral level. A client comes in and they have a problem and they want to change a behavior. They want to stop emotional eating or they want to get up at 5 a.m. to meditate. They want to stop hitting the snooze button, etc., etc. And the coach, with the best of intentions, responds with, "Great, let's create an action plan." And that sounds logical, right? Make a plan, stay accountable, use your willpower, check the boxes. Tasking and willpower are the main tools. And what happens when willpower runs out? What happens when stress hits or when old patterns creep back in? This approach is like trimming the weeds without pulling them out at the root. The pattern returns, the sabotage reappears. Why? Because the root of the behavior isn't the behavior itself, it's what's underneath. And think about this for yourself. How many times have you attempted to change something and it's going well until life throws you a curveball and then boom, you're back to where you were before you started? Now, what if I could explain to you a different way to do this? A way where when we rewire your neurology, you don't go back to the old programming because now you have new programming and a new way of doing things. Even when life throws you curveballs. And that is what this is all about. This is a highly effective approach. And the NLP communication model shows us how reality is actually constructed inside our own minds. So let me walk you through this. Every single second, your nervous system is bombarded with over 12 million bits per second of information from your environment coming in through all of your senses. And that is far too much for your mind to be able to process because it can only process around 128 bits per second. So, how do you make sense of all of that information? Through your filters. Now, every single human being has the same categories of filters, such as how we move through time, space, matter, and energy, our memories, our beliefs and values, our decisions that we've made throughout life, our language that we speak, and our meta programs, the basis of our personality and identity. And yet, the information stored inside those filters are as different as our fingerprints, because no two of us have ever lived identical lives. And what happens is we delete, distort, and generalize the information from the 12 million bits per second down to the 128. We compress it down through the filters based on what is in our own personal filters. And these filters shape our internal representation, the movie that we play on the screen of our mind's eye. And from that movie, our brain generates an emotional state and a physiological response. And from that state, we behave in a way that reflects it. So let's just break this down a little bit more as well. The movie screen that we're running in our mind's eye, or if the content moving through our filters results in us playing a horror show in the movie screen of our mind's eye because of the programming in our 0 to 6, 8 years old window, because of what's stored in our filters, we run a horror show, that is going to result in our brain and body creating neurotransmitter production that impacts our state. So, if that movie screen is a horror show, our body's going to produce adrenaline. Our body's going to be producing cortisol, and we're in that fight or flight state. That shifts our behavior compared to if we were in a relaxed state. So, our physiology and our state are intertwined based on the picture that's running in our head. Now, if we're running the love story, then we have very different neurotransmitters being produced. Instead, we have dopamine, serotonin, our feel-good hormones, oxytocin even, being produced in our body. So we have a different physiological state happening that impacts our behavior. Nobody wants to run the horror show. Everybody would love to run the love story. And here's the great news. Is using these tools, we can shift your filters such that we can shift the internal representation. And that shifts your physiology and it shifts your state, which shifts your behavior. So let's keep talking through this. When we work with the unconscious mind using NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy, we do not start with the behavior. Remember back at the beginning, I said most coaches start with the behavior and create some tasking and create an action plan. We instead start with the filters. Because when we start with the filters, everything else flows neurologically. So imagine a client who has been running that horror movie in their mind. I'll never be good enough. Nothing ever works for me. I always mess things up. Cancel, cancel, cancel. That inner movie is literally creating a state of fear, anxiety, sadness, which affects their body posture, their tone of voice, their digestion, and even their sleep. And it's no wonder they self-sabotage or feel stuck. Their neurology is wired to create that outcome. So what do we do instead? We go to the source. We release the trapped emotions, shift the limiting beliefs, and align those internal filters. And when that horror show changes to a love story, everything else changes. The state of calm be or the state becomes calm, confident, clear. The physiology is of a relaxed breath, open posture, grounded presence, and the new behavior It flows naturally and unconsciously. No willpower is needed. No force. You see, we like to do things the easy way. Go to the root, the filters, rewire the neurology such that we play a different movie and everything else flows. And this is fast because when we work with the unconscious mind, it's very quick. And we want to do the most amount of change with the least amount of work to get you the results that you want. And this is resulting in real results. And here's the part that still amazes people. This deep transformation doesn't take years and weeks and weeks and weeks of therapy. It literally takes 12 to 14 hours of coaching when you're working at the level of the unconscious mind. And we do that inside a 30-day window, because once we start to open up the neurology, we want to get in and do the most amount of change, the least amount of effort, and do it in a short amount of time. And I've seen clients break through patterns they've been stuck in for decades in just a matter of weeks, because we're not forcing change from the outside in. We're rewiring from the inside out. It's like updating the operating system of your mind so that new behaviors become automatic. They're not tasks anymore. They're just you. Now, I will say, we do give tasks as well, because when we rewire the operating system of your mind and we create the new neurology, we're creating a little bunny trail. And you need to keep using that new neurology in order to have that become an 8-lane highway. And so there is some tasking in order to turn that bunny trail into a 2-lane road, a 4-lane road, and then before long, it's a 6-lane highway and then an 8-lane highway, where you just automatically go to the new behavior rather than the previous behavior. And the way that we work with people is so powerful because, as I said, we start at the root and we go through a whole system so that you automatically do the new behavior. So we use timeline therapy to clean up the past, release the limiting decisions and the negative emotions that are stuffed down and holding you back. We work with NLP tools to shift the internal representation as well, to shift the state that you feel, and that's all in the present. We've cleaned up the past, now we're working with the present. And then we tie it all up in a beautiful bow using hypnotherapy to create the future that you want. Because we've cleared out all that stuff in your mind, now we have space to put in the beautiful suggestions of exactly what it is that you want for who you are becoming. And we give those beautiful suggestions to your unconscious mind in the form of hypnotherapy and tie it all up in a bow so that this entire system gets you the results that you want with less time, much more grace, and much more speed. And I love this because as you go through this change, you just suddenly find yourself doing these new behaviors. And people are always like, wow, I leapt out of bed this morning. Or, oh my goodness, I just put my dishes away yesterday after lunch. Or I put my clothes away at the end of the day instead of just dumping them on the floor. And they're amazed that they're just doing it without thinking about it. And that's the power of working with the unconscious mind, is we rewire the neurology so you automatically do it. Everything that's in the unconscious mind is happening outside your awareness. Your unconscious mind is keeping you breathing, keeping your heart pumping, turning on digestion every time you put food in your mouth, and never once do you stop to think about it. You don't wake yourself up in the night to go, oh, I need to remember to breathe, or stop yourself in the middle of the day to say, oh, I need to remember to have my heart pump blood through my body. All of it's outside your awareness. And when we rewire the neurology, the new behaviors are also outside of your awareness, and you suddenly find yourself doing them. And people are truly amazed by that. And we hold so much power within us and within our own mind to be able to create these changes in our life when we have the guidance. I'm not doing anything to you. I'm literally working with you. Your unconscious mind is the coach, and I'm just the guide. And all you need to be able to do is follow my instructions as I guide you through the different techniques as we rewire your neurology. You might be thinking, I didn't know I could read my neurology. And many people don't. And yes, we can. We can absolutely update it, just like we update our phones. The moment there's an update, we get an alert and we update our phones. Our neurology is largely based on the programming we received between the ages of 0 and 6, when we were starting to learn the rules of our household and society and school, and we were also learning to smile and roll over and sit up and crawl and walk and talk. All of that programming happened in those early years of life when we were entirely in our unconscious mind and in our theta brainwave. And it's designed on purpose that way because we had so much to learn at that point in our life. And our unconscious mind is so busy, it has so many jobs to do, and it wants to be efficient. So if it creates programs that work, it will keep running those programs. And it will just keep running them throughout our life. And what happens is we get into our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, and we have a program that worked when we were 5 years old, and it doesn't work anymore. And so now we're feeling stuck. And that's the sign that we need to update our programming. Because you're a different person now than you were when you were 5 years old. And as I said, many people don't realize that they can update their programming. However, you're here, you're listening, you're learning. Now you know you can update your programming. And just like you update your phone, update you. Update your mind, your programming, so that you can easily and effortlessly step into the person you're becoming with all the dreams and goals you have for the life that you want to live. This is incredibly powerful. It is such an honor to witness clients go through their breakthrough and release what's no longer serving and step into the person they are becoming and watch them just automatically do these new behaviors and text me going, "Oh my God, I did this morning. I can't believe I did this." Or, "Oh my goodness, this happened in my life today and I see it differently now because I'm not running the horror show anymore. I'm running the love story." So if you're a coach, ask yourself, are you working with your client's filters or just their behavior? And if you're on your own health journey, ask yourself, what movie is playing in your mind right now? And would you like to shift it? Because when you're on a health journey, the movie you are playing is so critical to your ability to heal. And if you want to learn more about that, go back to episode 209, where I talked about the placebo and the nocebo effect. And if you need help with shifting that movie, timeline therapy is the key to getting started on you being able to run the love story of your health journey and write your own story about your health journey. If you're ready to stop white knuckling change and start creating real transformation in your life, I invite you to learn more about the powerful tools of the unconscious mind. Head over to AmplifyImpactAcademy.com and explore our training programs. Whether you're ready to heal yourself or help others, it starts with understanding how your mind really works and the power that we carry within us already, and learning how to tap into that. These are life skills that are so simple we can teach them to kindergartners. And it's our mission at Amplify Impact Academy to reach as many people on the planet as we can to let them know about these tools, because they will shift your healing journey. They will shift your life journey. This isn't just about health. These tools are used in all industries across the planet. And allow yourself to find that life can be easy. Doesn't have to be hard, and we've been programmed to think that if things are worth doing, it has to be hard and we have to work hard. In our world, we're allowed to accept that things can be easy, not without effort. We do put in effort. However, if things are hard and feeling hard, it means you simply are using the wrong tool for the job. And when you learn the tools of the unconscious mind, you have access to so many more tools so that you can use the right tool for the job. So thank you for tuning in. If this episode resonates with you, please share it with someone else who's ready for change. And don't wait for your wake-up call, because the time to act is now. And these are powerful tools that will shift your view of the world, the way you step forward, and allow you to step into everything you were always meant to be. So if you're feeling like something's off, something's missing, check out AmplifyImpactAcademy.com. Come to our next workshop called Meet Your Unconscious Mind and learn more about what we have to offer and how you can step into the best version of yourself. Thanks for listening and see you next time. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.